Walker made 104 vetoes to the budget, but didn't talk about them during his brief speech at a manufacturing firm in Waukesha. Instead, the governor tried to put the focus on what's in the budget, including language he says will lead many to see more property tax cuts.
For the fifth and sixth year in a row, property taxes on a typical home will go down in the state of Wisconsin. Where else in the country is that happening?
Walker is about to focus a lot on other states. Following this afternoon's presidential campaign kickoff, the governor will spend the rest of the week in Nevada, South Carolina, Georgia, New Hampshire, and Iowa. Democrats say the Wisconsin state budget is more like Walker's campaign document. Walker signed the budget bill in Waukesha after making 104 vetoes, including an item that would have expanded payday lending. But he did not get rid of changes in the prevailing wage regulations, or drop his cuts to the UW system, or stop the expansion of private school vouchers. Assembly Minority Leader Peter Barca says Walker's trying to win over far-right voters in places like Iowa.
The sad reality, though, he's brought his party and the state of Wisconsin to the far right in the process.
Walker is emphasizing the budget will help lower property taxes without raising state income taxes. The governor is due back in Waukesha late this afternoon to formally announce his presidential bid. The governor set a personal best with the 104 vetoes, yet didn't mention them during his remarks at the bill signing event. Instead, Walker, who's likely to formally announce his presidential bid later today, talked about the contents of the budget and how he says it shows state government is working.
The difference between Wisconsin and Washington is we actually get things done.
Republican legislative leaders Scott Fitzgerald and Robin Voss weren't at the bill signing. Several other lawmakers avoided the media after Walker's speech. But suburban Milwaukee State Senator Alberta Darling came over to talk with reporters. The co-chair of the legislature's budget committee said she didn't know what Walker had vetoed.
I have not had a chance to review the vetoes. I could have, but I didn't think there was much I was going to do about it right now because this is the governor's job.
You can find the list of vetoes online at the Wisconsin Department of Administration website, but here are a few highlights various reporters spotted last evening. Walker has dumped a plan to expand the payday loan industry. He's reduced an attack on the Citizens Utility Board. He's adjusted changes to the Family Care and IRIS programs to add more control for the Department of Health Services. He's given the DNR more control over education and science staff layoffs, and the list goes on. But Walker has not dropped major cuts to the UW system. He's also kept an expansion of school vouchers and changes in the prevailing wage law, as well as many other controversial items. The leader of State Assembly Democrats, Peter Barca, put education at the top of his concerns.
The budget sells out our children in K-12 public schools to allow for rampant statewide privatization of schools. Not only will schools get an effective cut, but it will also siphon off between $600 and $800 million over the next decade and suck it from public schools to put into private, unaccountable voucher schools.
Democrats say another problem with the budget is the way Republicans added many items without much notice or public hearings. Milwaukee Representative Jocasta Zamarripa says that's the case with a plan that could allow a takeover of low-performing schools in her city.
This seismic change was added in the middle of the night by the Joint Finance Committee without the appropriate review and scrutiny.
The Finance Committee also made late changes to the budget with the so-called 999 motion that made dozens of modifications. Samantha Kirkman, a Republican representative from Kenosha County, says when Democrats controlled the legislature, they did the same thing.
There's always been a 999 that comes in at the last hour of the state budget process.
But the number of modifications went up this year, and Kirkman says the 999 motions might merit a closer look. The Joint Finance Co-Chair, Senator Darling, says she's more firmly in favor of ending the practice.
I would like not to have that as a part of our budget because what we did was say, look, you have an issue you need to bring to the table, bring it under the issue area, bring it to the Finance Committee, and we'll debate it.
Governor Walker also did not take questions about the budget process, the vetoes, or anything else. He's preparing for this afternoon's kickoff of his presidential bid and to spend the rest of the week campaigning in five other states. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.